All right, y'all know there's a segment that I like to call Open Letters, which is still part of Uncut Live with Kenneth Clark.
Dear Thoughts Out Loud, love is justice. All injustices should matter to all of us, right? You know what, though? I find it kind of to be ironic that many will tell you true justice is seeking after God. Well, if that's the case, my next question is this. What does that look like? Does it mean only praying? Does it mean you just only go to church? Does it mean we only limit God's spirit to a building? Yes, 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 I get it. The word says do not forsake the fellowship amongst the brethren. However, if God is a spirit, then why do we only consider him to be bound only in a denomination? We are talking about seeking justice, right? Isn't God's love justice? Does seeking justice only mean just give it to God? Are we just living in this world only being dependent on God as if we don't have anything to do in the role of faith? I mean, faith without works is dead, right? Does that make sense of how we limit the move of God? The scripture says we are conquerors. How can we be told we are conquerors from the word of God if we are only to believe that God is the only one to rule and reign in the earth? Consequently, though, are we made in his image? Which means his spirit resides in us? Aren't we co and joint heirs of him? I mean, I think sometimes many get sidetracked. I mean, we as a body of believers have got to realize that we have a great work to do. And it should not just be only contingent upon only God being the one to do stuff. What if God's ability to do stuff, which it is, his work being carried out through us? I mean, the walls of Jericho didn't come down by themselves. The Ark of Noah didn't just build itself. The command is to pray. The only question is, what happens after praying? Do we just merely keep saying, I am waiting on God? The word says, I have given you life and life more abundantly. I think the real question should be, since we have life, how are we utilizing it? Are we being docile, self-servient? Do we see ourselves the way God sees us? Or do we see us as royal priests in the earth, ruling, reigning, subduing, and occupying? That key word occupying is something that many don't understand. Oh well. These are just thoughts of the mind. Sincerely, thoughts of the mind.